it's just a good reminder for these kids to be safe.
Area K-State Extension District offices will soon be once again offering their tractor farm safety course. From the Cottonwood Extension District, Agent Stacy Campbell stops by to share the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
One of the things that we do every year, and a lot of extension offices or districts throughout the state offer this, they usually partner up and have it kind of in a central location for their area. Excuse me. But that's what we call the acronym is HOSTA, HOSTA, which stands for Hazardous Occupation Safety Training, which actually we just call that tractor and farm safety that we have for youth every year. Actually, there's a federal law that requires that if they're going to be working on a farm for somebody and they're under 16 years of age, they need to have this tractor safety course. So basically, it's offered for 14 and 15 year old kids. And we do that every year, usually that last weekend in April. So we're having it again April the 22nd in Hill City. But I will be going and helping teach, so I can always take kids from here in Ellis County and could even pick some kids up from Trigo County on the way. So it's the Tractor Farm Safety Course, April 22nd in Hill City. We do ask that you get pre-registered, ideally before the 18th of April. You can contact your local extension office. You can give us a call. Or like I say, your local extension or district extension office. And our number is 628-9430.
You know, Stacy, I'm curious. With that being required for those that want to work on the farm outside of their family, mm-hmm. is there another way to actually even get this course? Or is this the one you have to go to?
That's pretty much it. Yeah. And then they do have to, you know, take a test at the end of the day. You know, it's safety. So a lot of things are common sense and, you know, probably a lot of, it's just a good reminder for these kids to be safe. And one of the things that we do, I mean, we have different people in, kind of some EMS people will come in and show how to stop a bleed. If there happens to be, unfortunately, some kind of major accident and you're out there on your own. We even have somebody, and they're coming in again this year, talking about losing their son, you know, in a farm accident, and just kind of driving that point home to these kids that they're not bulletproof, you know, mm-hmm. and nobody is, and accidents do happen. So, and we, you know, we go over some machinery maintenance and how to check different things. So it's a full day, pretty, I guess, kind of intense course, but we give them breaks and we kind of recap everything, and they take a test at the end of the day. And then they're even supposed to, you know, get some instruction from who they're going to work with on the machinery for a couple of hours, and then bring that form back that's signed by their employer. Then we sign off on it, and basically then they've completed the course.
Very cool. You know, I think this is so important, but I remember, like, when I learned to drive a tractor, the guy teaching me got on the back on the little, the ball. And
yeah, not real,
like,
safe.
Don't knock me off.
Yeah, yeah.
hit this and go. And that was my tractor training. So right. This seems like a much better idea.
And hopefully, surely, he didn't have any implement attached.
Oh, yes, we absolutely did.
That's
big old
not good.
Grass cut.
Good grief. If he would have slipped off, yeah, that's exactly, you know, people get complacent. We know, unfortunately, in agriculture, quite a few of a fair amount of the injuries or deaths are, you know, older gentlemen that have been doing it for years, and they just kind of maybe, it's understandable, you know, they're out there by themselves oftentimes, so they maybe have to cut a corner, but, you know, it can be tragic. Oftentimes, if they would just shut the machinery off when they're doing something, that would probably alleviate a lot of things. So, you know, we talk about those type of things and just try to kind of bring it home to those kids to be safe, because agriculture is and will unfortunately probably remain one of the most hazardous occupations, you know, out there.
Mm-hmm. And it's always good to have a safety reminder, even if you do already know, like we're going to talk a little bit later on in the Protect and Serve segment here. Sometimes just that repetition, just that little thump in the head, like wear your seatbelt, you know?
Yes.
It's a good idea.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Yep. So, and then I guess maybe kind of, if I've got a few more minutes, mm-hmm. I was going to just kind of mention a couple of things, just kind of some reminders to guys. And I know that they know this, but, you know, I know the wheat crop is not looking too great. I mean, it's better in some fields, in some areas than others. But if you haven't top dressed your wheat with nitrogen and you need some more, now's the time to get it done. And also to spray any herbicides for weed control, even if, you know, if your wheat's not looking good, you probably should go ahead and put that input into it. Because if it does rain, then, you know, you'll reap the benefits. And if not, yes, you've spent some money there. I get it. but still you kind of get some a flush of weeds controlled and so forth. And then if the wheat does fail, that nitrogen, some of it's still going to be there that you've applied. And then flipping gears a little bit, there's, some alfalfa that's grown here and there and yonder, not a lot, but guys will grow patches mainly to kind of feed their cows. But there's an alfalfa weevil that is a perennial problem that you have to spray for. And I think a lot of guys, when they walk out in the field, they just see, they'll feed on the leaves and they kind of feed little shoot holes in them. And when they start seeing some of those shoot holes, they go and spray. And if they're not careful, they may be spraying too early. It's recommended to actually do some sampling. You can just pull the stem off to kind of, break the stem off with your finger and have a clean white bucket and just kind of vigorously shake that stem into the bucket and do that with 10 stems. Ideally do it more than one location, and you want to wait till you've got a 30 to 50%, I lost the word, 30 to 50% of those stems have weevils in them. And then that's the time to spray. If you do it too soon, it's not going to be as effective. Because that spray only lasts about 10 to 14 days. So I'd kind of encourage guys to, instead of just going and looking and seeing some holes in the leaves and saying it's time to spray, do some sampling that way. And then if they don't remember how to do that, give us a call. There's also an alfalfa insect management guide that's updated every year that K-State does, our entomologist. And if you just get on Google and put in alfalfa insect management, KSU, you can get that information to come up.
Excellent.
Okay.
Anything else, sir?
I think that's kind of it. I think that's pretty much it, basically. And like I say, if people got any questions, they can give us a call at the Cottonwood Extension Office in Hayes at 785-628-9430.